Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Kevin. How can I help you?
Hi, Kevin. My name is Susan Brandflatten, and I need to cancel everything. I can't afford this, quite honestly. I can't afford it. I mean, the $9.99 thinking I'd want a TV. Well.
1 second, ma'am. All right. Can I have your zip code?
85021. I mean, the 999 was stretched for me. That's how limited my income.
Can you give me your zip code again?
85021.
Okay. And your name?
Susan Grandflatten.
When was this charge made?
Just now.
All right, ma'am. You will need to call in about like half an hour because my system needs to be updated. It hasn't been updated yet, all right?
All right. Will I have any problem, you know, canceling all of this and not being charged even $9.99?
Well, I don't see your name here, probably, because I don't... if you just made the order, then my system needs to be updated. All right. Because I don't see your information here, ma'am. I don't even know what you got. I'm suggesting to call back in half an hour to see your information. Because sometimes when you just made the order, there's like a 30-minute delays on my system to get your information.
I understand
right?
that, but you're still not answering the question. Is there going to be any difficulty in having
I don't know. I don't know what you had, ma'am. I don't know what you have. I don't know what you have. I cannot say yes or no because I don't know what you have. I don't see your name here. I don't know. Maybe you call back in like half an hour, and this might be the wrong customer service number. I don't have your information, ma'am. If you just made the order, you have to call back in like 30 minutes because my system needs to get your information. I don't have
okay,
it yet.
Okay, and I'll be reporting this to the Better Business Bureau. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer service.